This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A bill to lift the U.S. government's debt ceiling is headed to the desk of U.S. President Joe Biden after the Senate voted to pass the bipartisan deal late Thursday night and avert what would have been the country's first ever default. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
The yeas are 63, the nays are 36. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Nearly all Democrats and some Republicans in the Senate approve the bill, which had been passed by the House the day before. Lawmakers have been racing against the clock following months of partisan bickering. The U.S. Treasury had warned it would run out of funds starting June the 5th if Congress failed to act by then. In a statement, Biden said he would sign the bill into law as soon as possible, adding, quote, "This bipartisan agreement is a big win for our economy and the American people."
Reuters' Diane To reporting. The UN Security Council on Friday extended for just 6 months the United Nations political mission in Sudan after the UN envoy was accused by Sudan's army chief of stoking the worsening civil conflict. In a short resolution, the council unanimously agreed to extend until December 3, 2023, the UN Integrated Transition Assistance Mission in Sudan. That limited duration underscores the delicate situation in the country. The United States says it doesn't plan on building more nuclear weapons to counter threats from Russia, China, or a growing number of adversaries who have or could soon have nuclear capabilities. Instead, Washington plans to modernize its existing nuclear arsenal and continue to invest in cutting-edge technologies to keep adversaries in check. This, according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.